In today's Mishnah, from the 8th and 9th Mishnah, from the 10th Perek of Masechet Yevamot, the Mishnah continues by discussing more cases regarding a Benta Shashani Yom Echad, as we started learning that yesterday. So Benta Shashani Yom Echad Shabbal Yivimto. So here we're dealing with a 9-year-old boy who has a relationship with the Yavama, trying to perform Yibum. And we said that it doesn't require a Kinyan Gamor, however it's considered like a Ma'amar. V'acharkach, and after, he does the same with the Tzara. So in this case, the original husband, if you like, had two wives. He passed away without having children. Now the 9-year-old brother tried to pull Yibum to both. In that situation, since we said that his bia is considered in the context of Yibum like a ma'amar, then it's this case would be equivalent to the case of ma'amar acha ma'amar, and therefore Mishnah says, pasal al yadei atzmo. He makes him now asur to completely marry any of the Yavamot, and it'll be like the case we say, asa ma'amar bazu ma'amar bazu, and that would require Shnei Gittim and Chalitza. Rabbi Shimon Awe says, Lo Pasal. Rabbi Shimon says, no. The second time he tried to perform Yibum, this 9-year-old, 9 years and 1 day, a boy, to the Tzara, does not make the first Yavama Asur. Why? And that's because, as we explained at the end of yesterday's Mishnah, according to Rabbi Shimon, he has a suffix. He has a doubt whether the relationship, this 9 years and 1 day child, is either Kone Kinyan Gamur, is equivalent to Yibum of older than 13 or an adult that perform Yibum, or whether it is insignificant. So therefore, it is either when he first did it to the first Yavama, it makes her his wife, and therefore the fact that he tried to have a relationship with Tzara does not impact his relationship with the first Yavama, or the relationship is zero, consequently the relationship that he had with the Tzara is also zero and won't impact whether or not he can now marry as he grows up, as he becomes over a mitzvah, the first Yavama. Let's continue. Ben Tashashanim Yom Echad Shabbat Alivim Tov Met. So in this case, we have the Ben Tashashanim had a relationship now, for the purpose of Yibum, with the Yavama, and then he passed away. But there's another brother, an adult brother, who's able to now perform Yibum Chalitza. In this situation, we say, Choletzet V'lo Mityabemet. In this case, since as we've already explained, that the relationship, this beer of a Ben Tashashanim Yom Echad, according to the Chacham, is like a ma'amar, then this is equivalent to him performing a ma'amar and then passing away. And since that ma'amar, as we said, isn't a proper kinyan, therefore there's still a zika, still a connection to the first original brother. And as we've explained previously, in that situation we have to say choletzet v'lo bityabemet, that the original Yavama has to have choletzet and not Yibum. Why? Because it's like she has a zika, the obligation of Yibum, when it's stemming from two different brothers. The first brother and the 9-year-old brother as well. And that situation, we've already said in previous learning that you can't perform Yibum. In that case, you have to do Chalitza. Nasa Isha the Met, meaning if this 9-year-old, in a completely different case, married a woman and then passed away without having children, this Mishnah says, Hareza Ptura. The woman he tried to marry does not require Chalitza, does not require Yibum. Why? Because this 9-year-old one day is still a Katan, and therefore his Kiddushin is not considered as if it's Kiddushin. However, why is this different? Why, when you talk about him marrying, it's considered zero, however, in the context of Yibum and Chalitza, we treat the B has as at least being considered like a Ma'amar, that is because a legal bond has already been connected between him and the Evama by virtue of being the brother in the context of Yibum itself. There is what's called a Zika. That's why we consider it having some significance of a ma'amar. However, if he just comes off the street, tries to marry a woman, and then dies without having children, in that context, we say, well, he never was really married to her, there was never really connection to her, so she doesn't require Yibum Chalitza. Let's now learn Mishnah Tet. Mishnah says, Ben Tashim V'Mechad Shabbat Yivim To. We're dealing now with a boy who was 9 years and 1 day, who tried to perform Yibum, and he said it's only equivalent to a ma'amar. And then he grew up, becomes over bar mitzvah, eventually marries another wife, Nasa Isha Acheret, the met, and then he passed away. Mishnah says, Im lo yada et harishona meshigdil. If he never had a relationship with this Yavama, that the only relationship he had was before bar mitzvah, he never had a relationship after he grew up, meaning he became over bar mitzvah, then harishona, meaning Yavama, is choletzet v'lo mityabemet. That is because he never had a relationship with her after bar mitzvah, the only connection he has is the relationship he had with her when he was under bar mitzvah, but still over 9 years and 1 day. And therefore, as we said, it's considered like a ma'amar, and as we learned in the previous Mishnah, in that situation, we have a zika from both the original brother who passed away and the 9-year-old, and therefore, in that situation, we say, we require chalitza, and yibum cannot be performed. V'hashniya, meaning his wife, and he married when he was over bar mitzvah, we say Hashnia ocholetzet or mityabemet, would have it either perform yibum or chalitza. Now we have to be careful here, because back in Perek Gimel we learnt that if the brother performs a ma'amar and then passes away, that even the tzara, his wife, not the one who performed the ma'amar to, would also require chalitza and not yibum. Wouldn't be able to do yibum. Why? Out of the gezerah that the brother would try and perform yibum to the ba'alat ma'amar, the yavama who originally had the ma'amar performed to her. However, in this context, in the Mishnah here, we say that since a ma'amar wasn't performed, rather it's the bia of a tesha shanim v'yom echad that we consider like a ma'amar, well, they didn't consider it completely equivalent to a ma'amar of a gadol in this context. That's the way we have some opinions, the Miri here, the Kati sides, are different than this Mishnah, what we learned back in Perek Gimel. Others say, no, this Mishnah completely disagrees with the Mishnah in Perek Gimel, and this is a dissenting opinion. Let's have a look. Rabbi Shimon continues, Me'abem la'eza she'yirtze v'choletz l'shnia. Now, according to Rabbi Shimon, if you remember, this is the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, he says that the bia of a ben tesher v'yachad, he has a safek, whether it's kona kinyan gamur, or whether it's nothing. Consequently, according to Rabbi Shimon, the brother can either now perform yibum or chalitza to either one. So he performs yibum to one and chalitza to the other. So let's explain why. When the ben tasha shenim v'yom echad performed, had a relationship with the original yavama, if we say there was kona kinyan gamur, then the fact he married another woman after his bar mitzvah and then he passed away, that means he left two yavamot. Both were really his wives and two yavamot. Therefore, he performs yibum to one, and the chalitza is really not necessary to do to the other, because the yibum of one would exempt the other. Why is chalitza necessary? Well, that is because the other side of the safek. According to Rabbi Shimon, it might be that when he first had that relationship with the yavama, this ben teshayim yom echad, it was considered nothing. Therefore, if it's considered nothing, and then he grows up and becomes over bar mitzvah and he marries another wife, and then he passes away, one of his wives is really his only wife. His only wife is the one that he married after he turned bar mitzvah. The one that he had a relationship with, trying to do yibum when he was 9 years and one day, is not really his wife. It's still the wife of the first brother that passed away. Consequently, you do yibum to one. In other words, his third brother that survived, the other two brothers have now passed away. He can do yibum to one, and the other one would require chalitza. Because let's say he did yibum to the first yavama, because he's done yibum for his original brother passed away, and the chalitza is now being performed to the wife of this 9-year-old who now is matured, and he married that woman after term bar mitzvah. Or the other way around. Importantly, one would be the wife of one brother, and one would be the wife of the other brother, both here being widows. Let's continue. Echad shehu ben tesh shanim v'yom echad. Echad shehu ben esrim shana shelo v'yishtei serot. So this law that a 9-year-old and one day, the way we've had all these last four mishnayos, have been all these special laws that apply to him, that would also apply to someone who's ben esrim shana, who's 20 shelo v'yishtei serot, has not yet matured. In other words, hasn't grown to say two pubic hairs. So therefore, he would still be defined as a katan in this context, such that his attempt to yibum would not be considered full yibum. And that would be until he reached the age of 35, Kati puts it here at the end. Once he reaches that age and he still hasn't matured, then he would be considered a gadol. However, he would have the status of a saris chama, which we've discussed back in the 8th perek, all the halachas that relate to him. Those are the Mishnah today.